You're listening to another inspiring message at United Life. We believe you'll be encouraged and motivated as you listen. For more information about us, please visit www.united-life.com or email info at united-life.com.
Good morning, everyone!
Good morning!
Happy Easter to you all. What a day it is today. But first of all, thank you, Eric, for leading us through Church Online this morning. It was just so great to have you with us.
Indeed. And we've called this Sunday Crowned, because Jesus is crowned King.
That's right.
Because of what we celebrate today being Easter Sunday.
It is.
And it got me thinking, you know, what about titles, you know, and all of that? And it's easy to think of people, you know, within kind of common culture as heroes. I think of Sir Winston Churchill, right?
Yep.
I mean, yeah. So Ranulph Fiennes, the explorer, Rosa Parks.
Yes.
You know, but actually for me, what I love the most is sometimes on TV, it's the Pride of Britain Awards.
Oh,
and
yes.
And it's about celebrating everyday people who do extraordinary things. And they are, I think, really the true heroes of society. And I, for one, I'll be weeping when I see them. Because some of the stories are incredible. Just people stepping up without being asked, just doing the right thing. It's amazing.
And actually, it's worth saying here, thank you to all of you who have contributed to putting some CAP packages together. You put some Easter packages together for some of our CAP clients and CAP families. They have absolutely been so overwhelmed by your generosity that this weekend we could bless, I think it's 30 families.
Yeah,
so that's
amazing.
Just amazing. So you guys are our heroes as
well done,
United Life. 30 families have been blessed this Easter weekend with some chocolate goodies, hot cross buns, drink and stuff like that. So it's been great. Well done, guys.
And it's something so simple, right? Just a little gift. But for a lot of our clients, they don't have the spare resource, the spare capacity to go out and buy a few luxury treats. So it's nice to, particularly those with families and with kids, to buy them Easter eggs and to buy the adults like a nice soft drink. And it's great, isn't it?
So
thank you for everyone who donated and everyone who actually dropped them off as well, because we know for some of you that was going quite a bit out of your way. So thank you.
Thank you.
It's incredible. Yeah, so I was thinking, like, what about those titles and
heroes
and status
that
we put onto people? Yeah, it's quite easy, isn't it? You got wise, you silly, rich, poor, famous, insignificant, successful, worthless.
Yeah, wow.
And we live in a world of celebrity status and reality TV stars. But I do have to question, what have they done for us or to even impact our world? As I was wondering, is it more the world's desire, perhaps, to look at someone and wish for their lifestyle, their looks, their fame, or their success? But Crown is a great title, isn't it?
Yeah.
For this Sunday. Well done, dear. A lot of creativity. But we will delve deeper into why we celebrate this day, why we celebrate Easter Sunday. And a sneak hint, it's all about the one who truly deserves his title and his status. We had our first Good Friday Live on Instagram and Facebook on Friday. How good was that?
It was
incredible.
So a simple but intimate way of just bringing, reflecting on the cross and Jesus' few moments before that. So
how many people did we have?
Oh my goodness, I think we had about 50 or 60.
Wow, amazing.
Join us across both platforms.
So that's so good. And of course, it's still there, so still turning in people's timelines.
And
thank you for everyone who got involved and commented and shared as well. It's a great way to tell your friends about what's going on in the life of our church. It's great, isn't it?
Yeah, really good.
But actually during that, Charmaine read about the journey that Jesus took in the few hours before and during Good Friday. But actually his journey started almost 7 days before on Palm Sunday, which we celebrated last week.
Yeah, we did. And you know what, Tim? Actually, I've learned that a lot can happen in 7 days.
A
lot can happen in 7 days. If you look it up on the internet, it tells you that in 7 days, you could lose 7 kilos.
Wow.
In 7 days.
Good for Easter chocolate.
Yeah, I might be tapping into that one and finding out how that works. You can learn a foreign language, a European foreign language, in a week.
Wow.
Apparently.
Wouldn't be much use right now, of course.
We can't travel.
Can't practice.
But hey, maybe I don't need it, but maybe Tim will try. You can cook.
What are you saying?
You can cook like a chef in 7 days.
Okay.
Yeah, cook like a chef.
What can you smell right now, dear?
I can smell today's roast dinner, and Tim is the chef for the roast dinner, so we can smell it. It's a bit off-putting, but you can smell it.
You can learn to drive in 7 days, apparently.
You can learn to drive in 7 days. Intensive course, maybe.
Sure, that's not safe. And and you know, I did a bit of Googling as well, to be honest, and you get a whole lot of, you can be a better person in just 7 days.
Wow, yeah.
Or what the most successful people do in 7 days that most people can't. All those kind of, everything's about 7 days, isn't
it? Yeah, but looking back, 7 days from today, so today's Easter Sunday, but last week, like Tim said, was Palm Sunday. And in just 7 days, so much changed for Jesus. He came into Jerusalem on Palm Sunday on a donkey. The crowd and the community loved him. They were just so pleased that he was there. They waved their palm leaves and they shouted, "Hosanna to the Son of David." They acclaimed who he was at that point. And then as we track that week, Jesus was betrayed by Judas. He was then put on trial. He was then sentenced to death by crucifixion. He then hung on a cross for each and every one of us. He died, he gave up his life. He was buried, and then. So he was buried on Good Friday, and then 3 days later, he rose from the dead. Yes. What can happen in 7 days? It's incredible. When we look at that, just that week, Holy Week, Passion Week, in 7 days, so much can happen in just 7 days.
That's right.
Incredible.
And yeah, we've called today this service Crowned. And you know, you do think of crowned as in, you know, being crowned king, don't you? Or being crowned queen with our current monarchy. It's got to think, what is a king? And it's queen, you know, for the same purpose. Yeah, what does it actually mean? So a king, a ruler, it's about absolute authority, right? To protect the kingdom, to increase the wealth of the nation, to protect as well, to protect those around them. They have all their subjects, all the people. They've got to look after them, but also at their disposal. If the king says jump, the only answer is how high. You know, all of those kind of things. And it's probably easy to think like medieval times, right? The whole how the king would say, do this or give me all your money, and then that's what the people would do, because
that was an authority.
Yeah,
right?
That's right. Yeah, they were at his beck and call as his people, and they were the king's subjects. You know, we are technically the queen's subjects here in the UK, but in the time that Jesus was walking on the earth, the Israelites, which are God's chosen people, were ruled by the Romans, like most of what now we call Europe. And they'd waited the whole duration of the Old Testament, the first part of the Bible, for their saviour, the promised one, to come.
That's right.
And in their mind, you know, they've been under the ruling and the oppression of the Romans for some time. And surely the arrival of the promised one would mean a warrior, you know, to lead them up against the Romans, for freedom from the tyranny from these ungodly rulers. But the reality is, Jesus, who is and was the promised one, he did things a bit differently, right? And he was on earth for actually a far greater mission than just setting the Israelites free from the Romans. And he was here to set all of humankind free.
Yeah, that's right.
From something much greater and actually forever.
Yeah, that's right. He was unlike any other king. Jesus is unlike any other king. He actually came to be a servant king. But what does that phrase mean? What does that even look like, a servant king? Well, in the New Testament, in the Gospel of Mark, chapter 10, verse 45, it says, "For even the Son of Man did not come expecting to be served by everyone, but to serve everyone, and to give his life as the ransom price in exchange for the salvation of many." You see, Jesus, he came that we might find him.
Wow.
See, the Bible tells us that he came to seek and save the lost. You'll find that in Luke 19, verse 10. See, he wasn't a lofty king. He wasn't a king that lauded it above everyone else. He wasn't aloof, and he certainly wasn't stuck up. He was God, but through Jesus, he became human. So again, in the New Testament, in the book called Philippians, chapter 2, it tells us this. He had equal status with God, but didn't think so much of himself that he had to cling to the advantages of that status no matter what. Not at all. You see, when the time came, he set aside the privileges of deity and took on the status of a slave and became human. And having become human, he stayed human. It was an incredibly humbling process. He didn't claim special privileges. Instead, he lived a selfless, obedient life and then died a selfless, obedient death. And the worst kind of death at that. And we know it was a crucifixion. You see, he humbled himself. Jesus humbled himself. A king humbling himself. We don't see that. We don't get examples of that in our world. He chose not to use his status for his advantage. And so you see, he is that servant king.
Wow.
Tim talked about status and titles earlier, but Jesus, without argument, had ultimate status. Truly, he deserved his status. He's the Son of God. Literally, he poured out his life for all of us. And then in that same Philippians passage, it goes on to say this: because of that obedience, God lifted him high and honored him far beyond anyone or anything ever, so that all created beings in heaven and on earth, even those long ago dead and buried, will bow in worship before this Jesus Christ and call out in praise that he is the master of all, to the glorious honor of God the Father. Wow, what obedience for a king. He was a king, and yet he was obedient to his Father's will. And from that obedience, God honored him and lifted him high above all things. You see, he's not just a king or the king, but he can actually be your king today. Wow. He can be your king, just as Tim and I have quite some time ago asked Jesus to be king of our lives. That is possible for you today. You see, he longs to be the king of your heart, as we sang a little bit earlier on. He longs to be the king of your heart. See, the Bible also tells us that Jesus is a friend. He longs to be your friend. The Bible tells us that he's the type of friend that actually is closer than a brother. See, God sent Jesus so that we can have relationships, so that we can be in connection with him. And you know, today, if you're feeling lonely, if you're like, God must be just so angry with me for the things that I've done wrong, or if you're searching for a peace, or if you're needing comfort of some kind today, you can have that reassurance of hope that is found in Jesus Christ. This is all available to you today through Jesus. For those of you who joined us for Good Friday Live, I read that it wasn't the nails that kept Jesus to the cross. It was love.
Wow.
It was God's love. It was his indescribable, extravagant love towards you, towards us, towards the world that led him to that place. So church, we're going to invite Mike and Kelly to present a beautiful song to us. It's called The Father's Love. I'm just going to read to you the chorus line, and it says this: for the Father's love is like nothing I've ever known. It won't ever fail. It won't ever change. Oh, it's the Father's love. Just wherever you are in your house, just allow this song to be sung over you. And, you know, we believe that the presence of God is right where you are. So in your home, in the room where you're watching from, just allow this song to just like wash over you, to like cover you. And like I said earlier, maybe you're that person that feels alone today, or you need the reassurance of hope that, you know, that you have a hope and a future. Allow this song that speaks of God's incredible love for you to wash over you today. Over to Mike and Kelly. Thank you, guys.
To the break of the day, you reached into my world, you made.
Wow, thank you, Mike and Kelly, for bringing us that beautiful song.
Yeah, you know, I just want to read one of the verses that Kelly sang. It says, "Yes, it chases me." Again, it's talking about the Father's love. And if you don't yet know Jesus as your personal saviour, his love for you chases you this morning. It's fierce and it's relentless, and he's after you. You know, even for a sinner like me, I cannot hide from your love. You cannot hide from God's love today. And it's not a scary thing. He so longs to be in relationship with you today. You know, Jesus died so that we can be free. Free from death. And life after death is actually available for you today. And eternity with Jesus is very, very real. Living with Jesus as King of your heart means that you live with his promises. You live in his freedom. See, God sent his Son for you, for me, for the world. And all that's required of us is really simple, isn't it? And all that's required of us is to say, "Jesus, I give you my life." That's it. "Jesus, I give you my life." And with that, you can be assured of a strong and certain hope in Jesus, in him, and in a God that can never be shaken and that will never let you go. So if you want to invite Jesus into your life, I invite you to pray this prayer with me. So in your home, I encourage you to say this out loud. There's something about declaring it out loud with your mouth. Just say the line after me. So let's pray. God, I thank you that you love me. You love me so much that you sent your Son Jesus for me. Because you died for me, I am forgiven of all that I have done wrong. Thank you that I can live in your freedom. Today, Jesus, I give you my life. Amen. Amen. Wow, that is just so wonderful, isn't it? If you said that prayer from the first time, Tim and I are absolutely thrilled. We're so excited. And actually, it might sound strange, but in the Bible, it says that whenever someone makes that decision to invite Jesus to be king of their heart, a party goes on in heaven. Sounds strange, but a party is going on in heaven.
If you
said that prayer this morning. And, you know, it's not just something to keep private either. Yeah. We really want to know about it. We want to know if you said that prayer for the first time, or if, you know, a long, long time ago you said that prayer, but actually you just really wanted to recommit your life to Jesus today. We want to know about it. Mm. So to be able to tell us in a few moments, we'll be on Instagram Live and Facebook Live. Just comment in there and just tell us. All you have to say is, "I said the prayer," or "I prayed that prayer." And just so we know who you are, and we would love to connect with you, wouldn't we?
Definitely.
Yeah, it'd be so good to do that. So another way you can let us know if you're not joining us on Instagram or Facebook Live is to head to our website, www.c3unitedlife.com/yes, and just let us know that you made that decision today.
Yeah. Wow, so good. Before we head back to Eric, we just want to thank you.
Thank you so much for joining us. Yeah, happy Easter.
Happy Easter. Yeah. It is it's an honour to be invited into lots of people's homes, you know, through whatever medium you are watching us. And we treat that seriously. So thank you. And just as Sharmaine said, we'd love to connect with you.
Yeah.
If you've made that decision, we'd actually love to send you a Bible in the post.
We would.
Yeah, it's really good to
solidify,
and to start the journey right, because this is a journey, and it's a fantastic journey.
It's the first step today.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. We'll let you know how else you can find out what's going on in the life of this church and what it means to follow Jesus and to be part of our church community. So thank you.
Yeah.
And with that, Eric.
Over to you.